from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for July 30th, 2013. Much of the state received rain the last weeks of July, greening up rangeland and pastures and improving the outlook of all crops that hadn't yet matured. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head, of what these rains mean for crops and for an overview of where we stand with drought.
Well, we're still in widespread drought. The rains we got mid-July were fairly extensive, and they'll make a difference. I think we'll see some grass and some hay made on it. It'll certainly improve the cotton crop, the sorghum crop in the plains. South Central Texas, the crop's already made as far as the grain crops. They're harvesting corn right now. So that won't affect the grain crop. So harvest down a bit.
How much in rain would we need to kind of bring us out? I mean, we'd have to have some major significant storms for on and off all month, right?
Again, that based on if you're looking at a three-month or a six-month or a 1 year and you're considering drought. But much of the state is about, 25 to 75% in that range of normal over the last 180 days. So if you're if you'd normally get 10 inches of rain over 180 days, you'll need 5 inches to pull you out.
We've got a ways to go yet.
Yeah. Any rain we get in July. July is not typically a rainy month for us, and any rain we get in July is welcome and many consider it a gift.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.